Welcome back to The Price of Business. I am your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. One of the areas that I'm always interested about when it comes to this great city of ours of Houston, Texas, is what's going on in the commercial real estate front. And so we bring in our contributors over there at the Commercial Tax Network. They're watching a lot of what's going on, particularly in the taxation front, because as we all know that the government out there is revenue starved, and so they're even artificially increasing the values of some buildings in order to get maximum revenue out there and from them. I've got Terry English and Adam Cedars, both of them from Commercial Tax Network. And real quickly, I'm going to let Terry kind of give us an overview of what they're all about before we introduce our guests this evening.
Yes, good afternoon. And we just want to let everybody know that the Commercial Tax Network is definitely out here looking at all the values of what they're assessed for and how the appraisal district does try to increase these values in this downturn economy, and although it's starting to come back, it's an important and the biggest line item on your property tax on your P&L statement that really definitely affects the bottom line, and keeping them at the minimum amount is what really is all about.
Yeah, sounds like a great plan. I tell you right now, they're looking for ways of getting money, and that seems to be a relatively easy one unless you challenge it, which is what commercial tax is all about. All right, we got Henry Hegendorf. He's our guest. Did I get that right?
That's correct, Hegendorf.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, you're Henry from now on.
That's correct.
And so good to have you on. You're with Grubb & Ellis, and you've been working with them for quite some time. Kind of give us an overview, and you're the guest here tonight on with the Commercial Tax Network, folks. Kind of give us an overview of what Grubb & Ellis is all about. We've all seen the signs, but
right.
Tell us about the practice.
Well, Grubb & Ellis is a national commercial real estate company that is pretty comprehensive. My specialization is on the brokerage side, advising sellers of what to sell and how to sell and when to sell their commercial properties, specifically in the office and healthcare fields.
Mm-hmm.
The market here, and it's good to be on with Terry with the Commercial Tax Network, because the tax component of an office building or a commercial building is usually one of the biggest cost factors involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you can see where that type of thing makes a difference for your clients in dealing with their issues. Adam Cedars, he's also here with the Commercial Tax Network. You got a question for our guest?
Yeah, good evening, Kevin. Thanks for having us. Henry, how are you? I'm honored to be in your presence. You're such a Hall of Famer in the commercial real estate field, and thanks for being our guest today. I just wanted to ask, y'all don't only do the office buildings, y'all do a variety of different types of properties, right?
Correct. Even here in Houston, we cover all property groups, office, industrial, retail, land.
Okay. Yeah, we just wanted to bring that up. It's not just an office property with a P&L that's going to be the factor when it comes to fighting those property taxes. You need to fight property taxes on every kind of property out there, especially in Texas. They assess your values every single year, and it's something that unless you're focused on and have a plan, you're not going to reap the benefit of protesting property taxes. So just want to put that out there. And another thing I wanted to ask you is with commercial real estate, you're involved in the CCIM chapters, aren't you?
Correct.
Part of that. How has that affected your role in the commercial real estate industry?
Well, the CCIM organization is a mostly an educational group that provides very high-level investment education practices and procedures for the not just commercial real estate, but other sectors of the commercial industry as well.
But very interesting. Yeah, let me just real quickly, I do want to ask you in terms of trending wise, because you know, people are wondering how things are developing in each year. Well, how are things, you know, do you see happening out there when it comes to your particular area of expertise?
Well, the market overall is very healthy in the greater Houston area. Office buildings have been trending down in terms of vacancy rates, have been going down. Rental rates certainly stabilized a number of months ago and are basically on the rise. Right now it's kind of a balance between a landlord and a tenant's market, but overall occupancies are good, in the high 80s for all classes of property. Mm-hmm. And from an investment standpoint, Houston is a hot market. Investors from all over the world are paying attention to Houston, looking at Houston properties, wanting to get here because of our stable economy, primarily.
Yeah, very good, very good. Terry, you have another comment, question?
Well, with the price of oil and all that, you know, our economy is, you know, hanging in there better than probably most. But the 80% for properties to really start being real profitable, what does it take for a management company to get the occupancy up to really to become a really performing asset?
Well, it's always demand driven, quite frankly. But in a competitive environment, if there's two like-kind buildings, tenants do look specifically for certain things that sort of match their identity or their brand or their location. Tenants are very savvy in terms of where they office and, honestly, sometimes who their landlord is. So it's not only a function of economics, but it's a function of the management company, as you mentioned, and the landlord and the location quality of the building.
Yeah, interesting. And so when you look at the rest of 2012, what's your outlook?
The outlook is good. With the job growth in Houston, I think there's a prediction of 90,000 jobs in the greater Houston area, just like in 2011. The overall occupancies are expected to stay not just flat, but actually improve a little bit. Rental rates will probably sustain themselves. There's not much new construction, so the demand will remain strong. And the supply is limited, so the overall outlook for landlords in the city of Houston, not just in office, but in all sectors, is very good.
All right. It's Grubb-Ellis, Grubb spelled GRUBB-Ellis.com, GrubbEllis.com. And also, what about you real quick, Terry? What's your prognosis for the rest of the year based on what your clients are telling you?
Well, our clients are, you know, feeling the pain, you know, of all the, you know, high taxes. You know, some of them are being run out of business. So, you know, we're steadily, you know, working on the appraisal district, filing lawsuits against them to get the values down. It really sometimes takes, you know, the strong hand to get in there and convince them that, yes, these things are over. And there's two approaches to value in assessments. And one is the market value and then the unequal appraisal. And we do a lot in the unequal appraisal where we really break down the values and truly you should be paying, you know, your fair share, not someone else's fair share or the government's, you know, needs for generating their revenue.
It needs to not be arbitrary. It needs to be based on some kind of economic reality. Commercial tax network, right? Basically, that's what your gist is. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. That's why you got to have guys like you in the corner to help make sure that happens.
Absolutely. You know, we take it to the man if we need to.
Take it to the man. I love that. All right. You said that before. I love that. All right. Commercial Tax Network is the name of that organization, and that's Commercial Tax .com. Their number, 281-897-1119, 281-897-1119. Thanks for bringing Henry Hagendorf on the program tonight, and we'll have more for you. In fact, I'm going to actually hold you guys for the next segment. I have a couple of questions more for you right here on The Price of Business.